What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, August 16th, 2016. Getting into the week here, we have got oodles and oodles of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, getting right on into it, GOP members of Congress are pushing this issue about Hillary Clinton having committed perjury before the Congress, lying under oath regarding the circumstances of her email server. There are four specific areas where her statements to Congress and the public were contradicted by what the FBI found. And, of course, Hillary's out there saying, I remember the FBI director just said I was truthful. And, of course, that one's already kind of imploding. But the Republican chairs of two House committees sent a letter to the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia charging Hillary Clinton with perjury, with another letter today laying out the case why there is more than adequate information to go for that indictment here. And they're pushing the Justice Department to go on and open a perjury probe as well. And I'm sure that Loretta Lynch is out there saying, look, I don't care how much evidence you have. You guys trying to get me killed? No, I'm not going to charge Hillary, and you can't make me. It is that overt how the Clintons are being protected at this particular point here. Now, before we get further into this, I want to remind you all of something, and that's Title 18, Section 793, Gathering, Transmitting, or Losing Defense Information. And it says, basically, whoever being entrusted with or having lawful possession or control of any document, writing, code book, signal book, sketch, photograph, photographic negative, blueprint, plan, map, model, instrument, appliance, note, or information relating to the national defense through gross negligence permits the same to be removed from its proper place of custody or delivered to anyone in violation of the trust. Skip on down to the end here. Basically, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for not more than 10 years or both. See, James Comey's entire rationale for not recommending charges against Hillary Clinton despite multiple violations of Title 18 was his claim that they hadn't found any evidence Hillary intended to do wrong. That's it. The Clinton defense. The problem is intent is not needed under Section 793. It says negligence, and Comey went out there and said Hillary Clinton was negligent, reckless, and careless with national security information. And so Comey is either completely ignorant of the law, or he's hoping that you are ignorant of the law, because basically Comey made the case why charges should be brought against her. And remember, one of the most obvious Section 793 violations was that email from Hillary Clinton to her subordinate saying, strip the classification headings from a document and send it my non-secure means. And it doesn't matter why she did it. It doesn't matter what was in the document. It doesn't even matter if the subordinate, Jacob Sullivan, didn't carry it out. The issuance of that order was a violation of Title 18, 793. She's guilty, 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 guilty. Now, as you know, up until the last day or so, the corporate media polls have had Hillary Clinton out by 15, 18 points. She's out there, just way, way out there. And we have discovered many of the nefarious means by which the corporate media are generating the polls. For one thing, they're polling far more Democrats than Republicans and only a few independents. And the actual demographic breakdown right now, according to Gallup, is Republicans and Democrats both 28% and the remaining 40% aren't aligned with a party. So to be fair, the poll should be mostly independents and then an equal number of Democrats and Republicans. That's not what they're doing. They're polling Democrats to get the numbers they want. Now, I said this has been going on up until the last day. All of a sudden, the corporate media polls have lost those double-digit leads and everybody's celebrating, huzzah, huzzah, Trump is gaining. That's not what's going on. Because they began to realize that saying Hillary was out in front that much was counterproductive because Hillary supporters were kicking on back and saying, we've won this thing already. We don't need to try. We don't need to campaign. Heck, most of us don't even need to go to the polls in November. And they were looking at that backfiring. And there's an article over here from Zero Hedge. Can anything possibly go wrong for Hillary? Five scenarios. And one of them they have in there is that Clinton's supporters believe she is going to win anyway and just may not make the effort to get to the polls in November. And so all of a sudden they've pulled the polls back to she's just barely leading. She's just barely leading. And even Obama came out with a comment saying Democrats should not get cocky about victory in November. Because they realized they were, with all these claims about Hillary is double digits ahead of Trump, that they were actually undermining their own voter turnout. So that's the reason why all of a sudden the corporate media polls, which we know are manufactured, have gone from double-digit leads to Hillary is just slightly ahead, even within the margin of error, to try and correct from that strategic goof here. Now, as you know, the families of the victims of the Benghazi attack have filed a defamation lawsuit against Hillary Clinton for calling them liars on national TV, for saying that she told them it was a terror attack. And remember, we had these documents surface showing that the State Department and the Obama administration knew a terror attack was coming against that consulate 10 days before it happened. And then they came out with that lame story about this video and the families of the Benghazi victims saying, no, she told us at the time it was a terror attack. And Hillary got on TV, oh, they're liars, they're this, they're that, and so forth and so on. And so the lawsuit was being filed, and Hillary's lawyers came on back and said, well, she was Secretary of State, she has immunity. No, she does not, because she quit being Secretary of State, and now she's campaigning to be president, and that means she is a private citizen. There is no immunity for the defamatory statements she has been making on TV these last several months against Pat Smith and these other families. She is wide open to this lawsuit on defamation. And they ought to sue for everything they can get. And we know the Clintons are well off. They've got the money to share with those Benghazi families. Meanwhile, more attention is being focused on Huma Abedin and this very strange relationship that she had between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation, where she was an employee of the Clinton Foundation and at the same time was a special government employee in the State Department. And recently surfaced emails have confirmed Huma Abedin was the primary conduit through which requests from the Clinton Foundation for access to the State Department by Clinton Foundation donors flowed. Huma Abedin is at the heart of this whole pay-to-play scheme. And this is something the Clintons have been doing all along. They were doing it back during Bill Clinton's term in office. If you wanted a seat on those commerce missions to other countries, you had to make a donation to Bill Clinton's reelection campaign. And that kicked up a big stink. Congress was investigating. They were about to indict Ron Brown when he had that very bizarre plane crash, and that ended the investigation. So more and more people are starting to say there's something there. Over at Alternet, they're quoting Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter James Grimaldi of the Wall Street Journal, saying, did companies and countries buy State Department access donating to the Clinton Foundation? And that's, is that a trick question? Of course they did. The evidence is overwhelming. And let's see, responding to the control room here. Now, a lot of people are talking about WikiLeaks, and even the Hillary campaign and the Democratic Party are very nervous. Apparently, there is more dirt to be uncovered. If there wasn't, they wouldn't be sweating it. But they really are. Remember, they've been talking about how nice it would be for Assange to be assassinated. It's okay for them to say that, but Donald Trump makes a comment about the Second Amendment, and oh, they go ballistic on this whole thing. And now they're asking, does WikiLeaks have Hillary Clinton's October surprise? Is something going to be coming out that is so damaging that it will make it impossible for Hillary to continue the election? And it's kind of a gray area because there has already been so much that came on out about Hillary Clinton. And yet she is protected by the media. She's protected by the government. And we're seeing a crook being run for the White House in full view of the American people. One of the stories that is coming back to haunt her right now is the Uranium One deal, in which this Russian uranium company made a huge donation to the Clinton Foundation, and the State Department worked on approving this deal where this Russian slash Canadian uranium company came in and literally took control of 20% of uranium production here in the United States of America. And that uranium ore was located underneath all this land that the Bureau of Land Management is trying to steal away from its owners. That's how corrupt it is. That's what this whole stink about the Hammond Ranch was all about. Snatching the land and selling it off to donors. Now, over at InfoWars, there's a new element in the questions about Hillary Clinton's health issues. And apparently a source inside the Secret Service has told InfoWars that, yes, Hillary Clinton has major neurological health problems, and to expect some kind of an announcement regarding her medical situation soon. Now, some people are saying that with all these prosecutions closing in on Hillary Clinton, that she's going to be forced to step down and, you know, use the medical condition as the excuse. Others are saying that she may stand up and scream, yes, I've got all these illnesses, but you have to vote for me or you're in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. So there. But according to this source, from the Secret Service, told Joe Biggs that Hillary has a serious neurological degeneration, could be Parkinson's disease. We keep hearing that name, that condition come up over and over and over again. Apparently, around $500,000 was spent to specially adapt three SUVs in which Hillary travels to have lowered floors and disabled access, so she can get in and out of them very, very easily. Hillary's staff is so intent on keeping reporters away from Clinton because apparently camera flashes can trigger petit mal seizures. That's pretty serious. Now, if Hillary Clinton is on Parkinson's disease, then what are the drugs she's going to be on? Well, she's going to be on L-DOPA, which is a classic treatment for Parkinson's. It has side effects that we need to be aware of. Aggressive behavior, altered mental state, blood pressure drop when standing, depression, mood changes, anxiety, confusion. Remember that email Huma Abedin sent to the State Department staff? You got to hand hold her while she's talking to foreign leaders. Hillary Clinton gets confused. Another Parkinson's drug is Sinemet, and the adverse effects of that are lightheadedness, mental mood changes, agitation, hallucinations, depression, and suicidal thoughts. Now, with either drug, the depression that's being caused could be treated with SSRIs like Paxil, and we know what that stuff can do. This is serious, serious stuff, and the American people do have a right to know. If a candidate for the highest office in the land is dealing with serious neurological impairment. We're not talking about John F. Kennedy, who hit his back injury. It didn't affect his thought processes. Same thing with Roosevelt's polio. And yes, they did pull a fast one during Reagan's second term, hiding the emerging Alzheimer's. But we're talking about before the election is even happening, we have a right to know what is going on with Hillary Clinton. Let's take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, I think it is Parkinson's, and she's hitting 70, but I really don't think it's going to matter to the cultists because look at all the wrecking she did in the State Department with Libya, Syria, Iraq, Yemen. I mean, she's responsible for all this, and it doesn't matter to them. So her being sick, unless her body's on a slab, it's not going to really matter if they roll her out. And, like, look at Strom Thurmond when he was in the what, Senate?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of funny having the inauguration with Hillary in a bed on full medical life support, but her fanatical devotees would be perfectly okay with that. And what's going on here is they're caught up in this jingoism of having the first woman president. They want to be part of that history and feel good about themselves. And there's another aspect, and it's around this that most supporters of tyranny and dictatorship emerge, and that is people get sucked in to a campaign, to a personality cult, and they start making compromises. Yeah, it's okay to lie. The other side's lying. It's okay to kill. The other side's killing. And they get further and further in until they're past a point of no return because they can't turn around. They can't honestly look at the candidate without having to honestly look at what they themselves have become in service to that candidate. And these are people who would rather die than ever admit they were wrong about Hillary Rodham Clinton. And this is the core of her absolutely fanatical support.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing how, I voted for Obama twice, I told you that before, but I mean, the corruption, how can people with any moral at all vote for anybody who's this corrupt? And everybody knows it. Everybody knows she's got skeletons in the closet. And if they think they're going to get ahead with her, they're crazy, because this system's coming down. Either she's in or not, you know, at this point. And it bothers me, Mike, to think how corrupt this woman is, and these people just follow her like they're in some kind of a trance, you know? I mean, it's amazing how they're just, I don't get it. I mean,
like I said, it is a personality cult. I mean, this is Jim Jones. And by the way, for everybody who's out there supporting Hillary Clinton and doing all these illegal acts and computer hacking and all the rest of it, thinking they're going to get some reward down the line, you need to look at how Bill Clinton cleaned house once he became president. He got rid of anybody who had any dirt on him, and the bodies were falling left and right all over Little Rock and Washington, D.C. That is the reward you're going to get for supporting Hillary Clinton for president.
And I just want to say about Russia having a most likely a permanent base in Syria, and then they just took off for the bombings from Iranian base.
Yep.
The world's changing, people. So it's time to realize that we're not the economic superpower anymore. That's a fact. And China,
we're not even the military
Eurasia
superpower
is the
anymore.
Future. I mean, we're not. And people need to realize that. And, you know, we're on a slow decline. All you have to do is look at the riots in Milwaukee and Ferguson. I mean, it's just getting worse out there, Mike. It's like it's a slow, progressive thing. It's, you know, empires go slowly, then fast, but we're still in a slow process. But it could speed up at any time, or it can go back to being slow. But we are in a decline, people. And I just want to make sure people realize that.
We are an empire in decline. There's no question about that. The reality is we're suffering from a lot of the same problems that brought ancient Rome down, and the historical parallels are just absolutely obvious at this point.
And you know what's scary, Mike? I just want to say real quick, the black youth in the inner cities with the high unemployment rate, they're actually being self-radicalized in a way, you know, from those, you know, the democratic policies of these cities, you know, causing all these things going on, you know, throughout factories being like closed down and all that, you know.
Well, all these people who are trying to exploit racism and exploit the black people, they're going on out there and they're putting out this myth that the government gives out lots and lots of free stuff, but they're giving it more to the white people than to the black people. And this is an absolute complete hoax, but this is the reason why they're generating all this anger among the black population. They've got a false sense of entitlement that there should be somebody giving them houses and cars and TVs and so forth. They're literally walking around believing the government is giving white people houses and TVs and cars, and it's just absolutely simply not true.
Especially when there ain't nothing to give, Mike.
No, there isn't anything to give. Anything to give, they give to Israel.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks. We're going to switch over to Steve in California. And, Steve, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break, but what's on your mind?
Well, you know, we know you can purchase a doctor's clean bill of health. It's pretty simple. These government officials do it all the time. My question is, with Reagan, we finding out that Reagan actually in the last 2 years of his administration had Alzheimer's. We don't even know who was running the show when he had the Alzheimer's. But
George Herbert
isn't
Walker
there
Bush.
Some grounds. Isn't there some grounds for prosecution for withholding that evidence? I mean, we have a VP in place for a reason if a president is incapacitated. So couldn't there have been a lawsuit filed against somebody for withholding?
Steve, got to stop you for 3 minutes for a commercial. When we come on back, I'll explain how right you are. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Steve in California. And Steve, you're absolutely right. When the president is not functioning, the duties fall to the vice president. Now, it's supposed to be done officially through the 25th Amendment. But we know that George Herbert Walker Bush was doing a lot of stuff out of the vice president's office that was clandestine, including what eventually became known as the Iran-Contra scandal. Should we have grounds for prosecution against the government for concealing that from the American people? I don't know if we actually do, but certainly it was a very dishonest thing for the government to be doing. But in this particular case, we're not even to the general election, which is why we do have a right to know that the people who are running for office are healthy enough to actually do the job. And there's a big question mark hanging over Hillary Clinton right now.
You know, one situation you could actually do, and I know a lot of employers do this, but you're going to need like four references, four physicians that will all sign off and on your health, your state of health. That would stop doctor shopping and finding one physician, because all you have to have is one physician. That's easy to do. So having four to five physicians to agree that your health is excellent would be a good thing to do.
I absolutely agree. The fact that Hillary Clinton refuses to release her full medical records, all she's got is one letter signed by one of her doctors saying she's okay, and that's not really a binding legal document. It would not be admissible in court.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks, Michael.
All right,
yep.
Thanks. We're going to switch over to James in Maui. Aloha, bra. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Well, I was thinking, first of all, I'm from Philadelphia suburbs originally. Went
okay.
to Temple University. So, I've been held up on the subway down at Temple University.
Yes.
And what have you. And this is going to get a lot worse, what is happening in Milwaukee, especially if they're paid provocateurs, you know. I mean, this is going to get a lot worse before it's over.
I agree, because one of two things is going on. Either they're trying to fan up the race issue again to help Hillary Clinton, especially after Black Lives Matter started moving away from her, and now they're the villain again. Or it could be a desperate attempt to get race riots going all across America, which could lead to a declaration of national emergency. And at that point, anybody's guess what's going to happen after that.
Yeah. I had called one time saying that the thing to ask the candidates now is, will they vote for impeachment? Because frankly, Lynch and Comey have already, by not putting that before the grand jury, have committed malfeasance of office.
They absolutely have. If our Congress had the gonadal tissue, they would have impeached Barack Obama, because a lot of what he's done over the last 7.5 years has risen to the level of impeachable offenses. Use of the IRS against his enemies is just one. It was also in one of the original articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. He's committed obstruction of justice. We've heard that the multiple FBI offices responding to complaints from multiple banks were calling for an investigation into the Clinton Foundation, and it was stopped by the Obama administration. That's obstruction of justice. That is an impeachable offense.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Barry Sotaro, he's slippery. Hard to
they all. Well, it's a system that protects itself.
In the mud, another.
It's what we've got is a narcocracy, and it's protecting itself. It doesn't care about you. Doesn't care about the nation or the infrastructure. It's just all about their money, their power, and they will protect themselves no matter how obvious they are about it. Think of the high school clique, the socias, the rich kids who always got away with everything because they were protecting each other. Well, that's basically what our government's behaving like. A bunch of rich, spoiled high schoolers who know they're never going to be held to account for anything that they do. And then all of a sudden their behavior becomes perfectly understandable. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, James,
well,
unfortunately, we have to let you go. We got to take another break for a commercial. I know it's kind of a lopsided schedule. Thank you for the phone call, James, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners. Lenders.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Hello, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, Breitbart is reporting that one of the reasons Hillary's polling numbers have been doing so good, in stark contrast to how many people are actually showing up at her rallies versus those for Donald Trump, is apparently the polling by the Hillary Clinton campaign itself is being run by a behavioral psychologist, Robert Cialdini, who is nicknamed the Godzilla of Persuasion. This guy is basically a brainwashing expert that is being used by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now, he may have a lot of impressive credentials. I'm not so sure about some of the tactics that are coming out of this, because they're still pushing this idea that voting for anyone but Hillary Clinton means you're obviously a Russian agent. You're a Russian agent if you're not supporting Hillary Clinton. And that's backflashing, because all of a sudden they're making being a Russian agent look really good. You know, a Hillary supporter or a Russian agent, which would you rather be? Let me think about that for a while. Now, remember not too long ago, the media was being flooded with this. Donald Trump is going to drop out in the next few days. And then more recently, Hillary's ahead by double digits in the polls. These are all propaganda to try and discourage Donald Trump's supporters, to get him to quit going on out and campaigning for him and so forth. It's a Nixonian dirty trick from a woman who learned at the feet of the master how to steal elections. And there's a new one out. They're putting out the rumor that Donald Trump has been given a $20 billion bribe from the Rothschild family to throw the election to Hillary Clinton. And again, this is all just propaganda to undermine Donald Trump's support. Glenn Greenwald is out there reminding us the U.S. media is essentially 100% against Donald Trump. We reprised that CNN video where they said on the air, we couldn't do more to promote Hillary Clinton if we tried. And Hillary's getting a free pass on the media for all the crimes she's committed. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. Article out of the Millennium Report, the corporate media has become a criminal accomplice to naked campaign fraud and election theft. And yes, they have. And remember, there's a tie in there. Remember, Voters News Service, that has been rigging elections in this country for decades, it's owned by the TV networks and two major newspapers, the New York Times and the Washington Post. The media is part of the problem. All right, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Brendan from San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I need you to help me clarify some things. I heard a disturbing report this morning on Democracy Now! That Trump wants to continue with Guantanamo. He also is embracing drone strike warfare. And I'm just struggling with being able to support someone. Now, hopefully this is disinformation or he's going to pivot, but the last thing that for me that was a deal breaker was that he backed away from his comments on the United Nations.
Brendan, let me give you a piece of advice that's going to clarify this election for you tremendously. Don't worry about reasons you should vote for Donald Trump, and instead start listing all the reasons you should vote against Hillary Clinton, because
you're probably right.
A lot of this stuff, they're taking the pasta approach with Donald Trump. They're throwing out everything they can think of and hoping something will stick, like this nonsense about a $20 billion bribe from the Rothschild. At this point,
I don't believe it. You
don't believe which part? The $20 billion? I don't believe the bribe.
I don't believe it. But listen.
No.
I'm with you, Mike. I'm totally with you. But what's happening is I'm just going to drop out and not vote because I cannot support these drone strikes. I cannot support Guantanamo Bay. Our name is being dragged through the mud the last 14 years. And I can't participate in this anymore.
Brendan,
I want to hold the guy accountable.
Brendan, let me ask you a question. Okay. You've said that you can't vote for Donald Trump. Can you vote against Hillary Clinton? Do you have reasons to vote against Hillary Clinton?
Listen, I think the propaganda is working. I think the brainwashing is working because
I disagree. Brendan, you're not answering my question, okay? Because remember, if you don't vote, somebody's going to grab your registration and use it to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, but my point is, Mike, we can't just roll over and let Trump make these statements The fact that
okay,
he supports
Brendan, it's obvious to me you've come into this phone call with a bias, and so thank you very much, and we're going to let you go. All right? So, and again, if you want clarity for the November election, don't worry about whether you have reasons to vote for Donald Trump, and think of all the reasons you have to vote against Hillary Clinton. First and foremost, her trust issue. You can't take anything that she has said about her policies at face value. When she's talking to the environmentalists, she talks about shutting down the coal industry. When she's down there in coal country, she talks about subsidies and protecting the coal industry. You cannot. We have a candidate here going into the general election who's under federal investigation for perjury before the Congress. And that is how you clarify this issue for the election. Don't worry about whether you have reasons to vote for Donald Trump, and think about all the reasons you have to vote against Hillary Clinton. And if you decide you're not going to vote, that frees up your registration to be used fraudulently. So that's really what it's going to come on down to. I don't agree with everything Donald Trump says. I have issues with some of his naivete. Now, some of that may go away because he's going to get his first classified briefing tomorrow and a peek inside what's really been going on. And we need to remember that Donald Trump is now in the role of a politician. He's trying to say things that will reach the broadest support. And this idea of going after ISIS, I think, has a lot of support in the American people. Whether you believe the propaganda that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are these horrible terrorists that need to be wiped out, or if you understand, like those of us who are enlightened, ISIS and Al-Qaeda are proxy tools of the narcocracy to justify endless war. Either way, they should be gotten rid of. And I think a lot of people are flocking to Donald Trump on that very issue. So, now... not too long ago, Donald Trump came on out and basically said that Obama and Hillary essentially created ISIS. And, of course, the corporate media immediately went into their programmed hysterics. How dare you? How dare you impugn such august personalities? These are wonderful people. You know, their feces are not odoriferous. How could you say such a thing? Now, as you know, a lot of the recent WikiLeaks have confirmed that, yes, the U.S. was arming and supplying and training ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria, possibly in Iraq. But that's not the first time it came on out. Back in 2012, there was a government memo that was talking about the creation of a proxy group in the Mideast. And it was declassified recently due to Judicial Watch, and confirms, yes, Donald Trump was right. The Obama administration and Hillary Clinton's State Department created what became known as ISIS. And they were arming and supplying ISIS. They were smuggling Libyan weapons through that consulate in Benghazi to ISIS and Al-Qaeda at Syria. At the same time, ISIS and Al-Qaeda were presented to us as our enemies in the war on terror. Now, when you provide aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war, that is the legal definition of treason, for which people have been hanged in the past. And that's what Obama and Hillary did. They provided aid and comfort to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. At the same time, they were telling us these were our enemies. Now, getting on back to this issue about media bias in coverage, CNN, and again, back to that video, they're trying to promote Hillary Clinton. They're not reporting the news to you. They're pushing Hillary Clinton on you. It's no surprise they're now dead last in the ratings race. But once again, they got caught trying to puff up Hillary Clinton. They had a picture of one of her rallies, and they described it as a big, boisterous crowd. And then somebody got the wide view from the back of the room of the exact same rally at the exact same moment. Grand total of 50 people. So 50 people is CNN's idea of a big, boisterous crowd. Meanwhile, of course, Donald Trump is continuing to... sell out these large sport venues. Thousands and thousands of people. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Steve in Massachusetts, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there?
Yeah, hi. Hi. I heard this interviewed yesterday. And are you familiar with Lucy Brenton?
No, I cannot say that I am.
Okay, she's a libertarian running for U.S. Senate in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And from the interview, she's got to be the most awake politician that I've heard heard so far. Mm-hmm. She's talking about how we're all enslaved to banks. She's talking about the vaccine scandal. Talking about you know, the Clinton body count, everything. And these are the people that we want to be elected if Trump was to go further, you know, and get elected. These are the people we want to get in to help Trump.
I agree. We need to scrape out the current Congress and replace them. And if the libertarians can get in there, more power to them.
If you can, I don't know if you can, but maybe look into her. Maybe if you can possibly schedule an interview with her, I think you'd be quite surprised how aware she really is of everything that's going on.
Well, if you could send me some contact info on her, I'll try and get her on the air.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, over in Pennsylvania, and you're never going to hear this on the corporate media, Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden showed up for a rally. There were only four people who showed up. They made the crowd for the cameras out of their campaign staffs. That's how completely out of sync the actual rallies are compared to these poll numbers we're getting from the corporate media. And I guess maybe that's because the dead can vote, but they can't actually show up at the rallies. Or if they did, it would throw everybody into a panic. Must have Hillary. Now, I want to talk about this hack into George Soros Foundation. It is releasing a huge amount of information about just how this guy has been tinkering with our planet. Corporate media is scarcely mentioning this at all, but this is a big, big story. And I keep referring back to this 1967 movie, Billion Dollar Brain, starred Michael Caine. He's a very nice guy, by the way. And it was about this billionaire who just decided he had enough money to go on and start a war with Russia all by himself. And it's a fun movie. And the billionaire was played by actor Ed Begley, and George Soros could fit that role perfectly. Because we're learning from this hack into his computers that Soros has been spending his billions trying to basically play around with planet Earth, and it's not his to play with. He's not elected to be any kind of a world leader or even a national leader. Hasn't even been elected dog catcher. But he's out there using his money to go on out and play with our planet and play with the human race like we're so many toys for rich man's games here. Now, apparently, the Soros hack is revealing the depth of Soros' involvement between the refugee crisis in Europe. We know that Soros NGOs were well-funded. They were encouraging the refugees to move to Europe. They were luring them on with promises of free stuff, which never happened. Soros has been spending his money to buy and influence the media, been funding the so-called social justice movement, and all of it is this design to so confuse the world that we forget who we really are. That's a necessary step for the New World Order, to destroy our sense of regional, cultural, historical identity, to make it easier to sell us that we're all citizens of planet Earth, and we are all slaves to a global private central bank, and we will all be ruled by wherever they're going to set up the capital of planet Earth. Last word I had is they're going to look at Jerusalem for that. And other information coming out of the Soros hack was Soros' involvement in the Ukraine takedown and showing all the grants that were given to journalists and media centers to report Ukraine in a certain way, mostly pushing that meme that Russia annexed Crimea, which they didn't do. The Crimeans held a referendum to secede from Ukraine. And then they held a second referendum to ask to join the Russian republics. Both referendums passed with like a 90% yes vote. And still, the American corporate media, even today, the New York Times was still out there saying, oh, Russia annexed Crimea. No, they didn't. And repeating the lie 5,000 times over and over and over again will not make it the truth. Now, apparently, the Soros group has been training socialists to try and shout down the will of the people. And a lot of this is being done through the so-called social justice warriors and the political correctness to get us to stop talking about things Soros doesn't think we should be talking about. Soros donated $650,000 to Black Lives Matter with a goal of influencing the 2016 election. That seems to have hit a major roadblock. Paul Joseph Watson is saying he's literally getting death threats at this point from Black Lives Matter. So it's an ugly situation. And as I said the other day, and apparently some people misunderstood what I meant, so I'm going to repeat it again. George Soros has become a very powerful argument in favor of socialism by showing how people with way too much money can engage in a lot of mischief that is harmful to us all. And that's what he's doing. Being very rich does not give you the authority to be God. And Soros has definitely let his megalomania get the better of him. Now then, a little bit of corruption, and this is from the category of like attracts light. Over in Pennsylvania, their Attorney General, Kathleen Kane, has been sent to prison. Back in 2007, she had a position on Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. She was found guilty of 9 criminal charges, including perjury, criminal conspiracy, leaking grand jury information, and lying about it. This was the state's attorney general. And so it's not beyond the realm of possibility that we could see the nation's attorney general just as criminal, especially after that HSBC nonsense. We'll be right back.
Love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, health-wise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back into the news here, I'm getting a bunch of emails saying that anybody who thinks they're getting an accurate worldview from Democracy Now, well, there were some epithets in there which I can't repeat on the air because the FCC will take away licenses from our on-air affiliates. All righty, we're going to get into the war zones here a little bit. I know we got a caller waiting on the line. I'm going to get to you in a minute here. Russia has really uncorked on the U.S.-backed terrorists operating in Syria. And it's in response to the shoot down of the helicopter that was actually on a humanitarian aid mission. And they're sending in the backfires. And if you know anything about Russian military aviation, those are the big boys. Those are the ones everybody's afraid of. They're very, very capable aircraft, and they are now bombing ISIS positions in Syria. And they're starting to use Iran as a staging area, because before that, they had to send the backfires all the way from Russia with aerial refueling and a very long flight time on the cruise. Now they have a base in Iran they're deploying from. And that is a major escalation. In addition, Russia is now attacking ISIS locations from the Mediterranean, from their warships. And they're bringing some very, very heavy weapons to bear, cruise missile attacks. And they're hitting the weapons storage areas. And it's really a mess. Those mercenaries are earning their paycheck this week. And here is the latest escalation. China has now officially stepped into the Syrian conflict. They will provide aid and military training to Assad. China and Russia both understand that when the U.S. is driven out of Syria, it will be this age's version of Vietnam, and it could possibly derail this rush to a new world war and a nuclear exchange. And that, I think, is a really good idea, because one mushroom cloud can wreck your whole afternoon, and we should do everything that we can to avoid that. And with China now stepping on in on the other side of this issue, boy, what a shame that the Clintons sold all that military technology to China back in 1996, because, wow, if they hadn't done that, China wouldn't be as ideally positioned to support Russia and Syria today, would they? What a shame the Clintons did that whole ChinaGate thing. What a shame here. All right, let's grab a quick phone call. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, Mike. You know, all this is insulting Trump and saying he's run by the Russians and this and that, how terrible Putin is, and all this. I heard Nader saying that Trump's daughter went out with some woman, I think it was married to Rupert Murdoch, who's supposedly going out with Putin or something. Now, well, guess what? I think it's about time that we people start, you know what they say, we're all French, we're all Israeli, we're all, you know, all the, every time a oh, we're all, I don't know, Romanian or whatever.
Je suis American.
We're all Russian. Huh?
Je suis American. Anyway, listen, Mark, I got to let you go. We got to do our top of the hour station identification. More about this when we come back. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.